On this week's Oxcast Extra, me and Emma are talking to Alex Farrow, teacher and organiser of the Jericho Comedy Night. Hello, Alex.
Well, hello. You said organiser of the Jericho Comedy. I'm co-organiser with my dear friend Harry Howson. We do it together. It's great. What would you like to know?
Well, who's playing?
Who's playing? Headlining this Friday on the 24th is Ivo Graham, an ex-Oxford student. He's doing very well in the comedy world. He's a sort of a kind of a roguish kind of Hugh Grant-y kind of self-deprecating comedian. I wonder whether you'd like me describing him that way. I don't know. But he's contrary to my description of him. He's very funny. And he's headlining. We've got Harry Howson on. I'll be doing a little bit of comedy myself. We've got a gentleman called Matthew Hobbs, who's very, very good. On our books, we're not quite sure, but we're hoping to get someone called Ariel Sumer up from London as well, but we haven't got a final confirmation on that. But those are your comedians. All very, very different. There'll be something in there for everyone, for sure.
Awesome. What time does it start?
The doors are open at 7:30, so you can come, make sure you get yourself a seat there, you know, get yourself a drink, and the comedy will start at 8 o'clock.
Brilliant. And all the proceeds go to Mind?
They do. All the proceeds go to the charity Mind. So if you pay on the door, that's £3.50 to Mind. If you pay in advance, feel free to do that, but that's only £2 to Mind. And it all goes that way.
For regulars to the Jericho Comedy Nights, they might want to know about the change in venue.
They will want to know about the change in venue, yes. Sadly, this particular Friday, we won't be upstairs at the Jericho Tavern. We'll be downstairs at the Jericho Cafe. So it's a very, very short, it's like a 5 metre walk across the road. We'll have chalkboards and probably Jem Pearson on the door pointing you in the right direction.
How often do these nights go ahead?
They're bi-monthly, 2 a month, at the Jericho Tavern. It's a shame my friend and I suppose colleague Harry Howson can't be here, but together we also run college comedy nights as well. So during term time, there's a few more sort of related nights on as well.
Great. How many do you run a month?
Ooh, at least two. minimum two, I suppose. But it depends on whether a particular venue or group or college has booked us, mm-hmm. or how active Harry is with the Imps, or how busy I am with my day job. At least twice a month. And if you were ever interested in finding out when those were, you could follow us on Twitter. Comedy Jericho or Comedy in Oxford is our website, but if you click on that, you'll see all sorts of things. Anything funny in Oxford's on there, irrespective of whether we're running it, I'm running it, all that sort of stuff.
So in light of that, do you have any recommendations coming up? Because I know that Oxford has actually become something of a hotspot for previews, what with the Soho Theatre taking over the BT.
Sort of coming up in terms of previews, last week there was a fantastic series of previews at the library in Cowley. That's going to be something called the Mild Friends Comedy Club. The chap running it, Patrick, seems to be very, very good. I went to all of those. Actually, coming up in this week, I'm not entirely tapped in to what's coming up in the next week. It's coming very close to the Edinburgh Fringe, and everybody sort of disappears a little bit up till then. For those people who are willing to travel, Banbury has got an excellent night that will be continuing throughout August as well. It's called Honest Comedy, if you need your comedy needs desperately during the fringe period.
Oh, that's good to know.
So, as someone who seems very clued up to this, I've heard names like Humour Tumour thrown around. Could you do us a quick rundown of the different comedy
nights? So all comedy in Oxford, right. Well, I hope I'm not doing Andy Evans a disservice. I don't know how regular the Humour Tumour night will be going. That used to be held at the Art Bar / it was always the Bullingdon, not too far away from these offices here on Cowley Road. I think that's become very infrequent. There's been a couple of nights that have just sort of passed away, sadly. You have the Young Blood Comedy Nights at St Aldate's, but that's very infrequent now. What is useful and willing to know? Well, you've always got the Imps, haven't you? The Imps are fantastic, the Oxford Imps. That's on Monday at the Wheatsheaf. You've got the Oxford Review. It tends to be just during term time, but they run a series of nights. The Wheatsheaf Pub is always very good for hosting and putting on comedy. But what is happening soon? Well, I suppose this Friday is the best comedy to come along to, Jericho Tavern, 7:30.
What kind of comedy can you find throughout Oxford? Like, I really like improvisation games, so where should I go?
if you are there, it's the best place for improvisation has to be the Oxford Imps, I suppose. Okay. So Mondays at the Wheat Sheaf. There are at least two other improvisation groups, though, in Oxford. I've seen only one of them, and they're very good. They're called Something Something Improv Pun. And you would be able to see them sometimes at the Jericho. They did our first one, and we were an absolute stormer.
So if people want to get involved,
yes,
how would you recommend going about that?
I would recommend that you go to some comedy nights first. I don't often listen to everything that Jimmy Carr says, but he says if you've not been above a small pub in a room with a small number of people watching some niche comedy of what you want to do, you're probably not quite ready yourself yet. So go watch and go to the night where you hope to perform. Think about whether your stuff would kind of vaguely work there. Write some stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's quite important. Or at least practice some stuff. It's very, very important. Just wave at somebody like me or message on Facebook, Twitter, email, all that sort of stuff. And then, it's particularly if you've got a video, and then you're very likely to get on.
How do you practice your routine, personally?
Personally? Wow, loads of different ways. Sometimes the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the mirror. That's quite hard.
Do you get a good response?
No. I'm an awful critic. yeah, sometimes that. Sometimes I'll record myself doing bits and bobs, but not very frequently. I'll tend to write out stuff again and again and again until I don't need to write it out anymore.
Yeah, teacher coming through there.
Yeah, absolutely. I always tell my students, I've just been revising. You ask, well, how are you revising? And they're like, oh, I'm just reading. I think you have to write it out, I think. So I find that really useful. Like key points. What are other funny things? Sometimes stand-up comedians get told off. You'll be having a conversation in the pub and you'll hear this. Someone will say, oh, stop doing material. And somebody's voice will change or they'll kind of drop something in. And yeah, it can be a bit annoying sometimes because you can see they're sort of practicing a bit. I think that's legitimate. Sometimes you don't do it too much.
What's coming up for your personal project?
Personal project? This year has been building up to Edinburgh, for me personally. Taking a show up there to the Beehive. Thanks to Ben Verth. He's a local and he's really helped me and my little group out there.
And for people who are going, that's just off Grassmarket, isn't it?
It's just off the Grassmarket, yeah. It's something called the Scottish Comedy Festival. Ben runs it. He's an excellent comedy booker and promoter. You can see his comedy at Ben Verth. He's a very funny man himself. Many thanks to him. He's putting on Harry House and Ed Patrick and myself, and the show's called A Doctor, A Teacher and an Archaeologist Walk Into a Bar. To hear the punchline to that joke, you have to come along.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Yes. Sorry about that.
I don't think I'll make it. So I guess you draw a lot of your material from your experience of being a teacher, judging by that.
Some of it, yes. By no means all of it. I taking a break from teaching. I found myself writing more about teaching now that I'm sort of kind of leaving. Now you get a bit of perspective and all that sort of stuff on it. So a lot of people sometimes say that there's a crossover between the two. So I mentioned Honest Comedy up in Banbury. That's basically run by a handful of teachers, literally. We also kind of discuss what the crossover is sometimes. I think having the attention of a room is quite important. Like controlling a room, I think it's not every sort of theatre or artistic performance requires sort of audience management in quite the same way, I don't think. And so there's certainly a crossover there.
I suppose you'll have to sort of develop a persona and then deal with hecklers.
Yeah, it's important to keep your deal with heckles very differently in and outside of the classroom, I suppose. But yeah. And the persona point is quite interesting. My grandmother was a headmistress. She always said that teaching was acting. You always had to become a sort of a different person, which has got its pros and cons, definitely.
I guess you've got to have a good sense of humour to deal with all the excuses as well for lots of homework.
You have to have a very controlled sense of humour. There are times when students are very witty, but sometimes very cruel, and they can say and do things where you shouldn't laugh, no matter how funny it is. They might make a comment about a colleague that might be very apt. and very humorous. But of course, it's incorrect and inappropriate, and they need to see the headmaster. But yeah, you know, like some of my favourite jokes are sometimes given to me by students. It was a little secret for a long time that I was a stand-up comedian, but it's pretty out now.
What's the best thing a student said to you?
Oh, I wouldn't know where to start. I find humorous but clever answers to essay questions that can really make my marking much less dull. What did I have a student ask? I asked a student an easy question. I teach a bit of politics, what the capital of Scotland was. He said it was a trick question, Scotland wasn't a real country, which made me smirk, certainly, and you've got to be very serious as a teacher. And so I told him that Scotland was a real country and it did have a capital. The capital's London. For any Scottish listeners, I do apologise. It's just a bit of classroom banter there, I suppose. But that sort of thing I can find very amusing. It lightens marking. Marking's dull. Anything's amusing when you're marking, I think.
So you said that at first it was a secret from your students that you did stand-up. To what lengths did you go to conceal this?
I used a stage name for a little while. I had a name. I was John Rolfe for a while, but then when compares would say my name out loud, I wouldn't remember that it was my name. And so I changed it and sort of missed things and arrived late and stuff like that. Or people would call me John and I'd say no and stuff like that. So I kept my first name but changed the spelling of my second name. And that was pretty student proof for about a year and a half. It wasn't too bad. But yeah, I suppose that's the lengths of it, I guess. Policing the internet as well as best I can. Taking stuff down from YouTube sometimes, but not because it's necessarily bad, but it just makes parents even very difficult, I think, particularly if you do jokes about politics and things like that. You don't really want to. That's an awkward parents' evening sometimes, I think.
Did you ever have anyone ask you at parents' evening
about? Particularly in the last sort of 4 or 5 months when sort of I told the school that I was taking a break from teaching, and so you get it all the time, sort of stuff. Mm. So where can I see your stuff? Can I come along? And you're like, yay, come along in July. Be fine. It just helps me relax a little bit more, I think.
Mm. One thing we probably should mention is that, of course, the profits from Jericho Comedy go to a very good cause.
They do. Absolutely every single pound has gone so far to the charity Mind, Oxygen Mind, who deal with people with issues surrounding anxiety and depression. And so everything taken on the door will always go. One day I'll take some money to repair my van and stuff like that, which I've sort of scuffed on bollards and stuff. But we've raised well over £1,000 now. Very close to 2,000.
Brilliant.
So we're really pleased. Well done, Oxford. You've done really well. And people often donate a little bit more, and it's really, really lovely.
What made you choose Mind?
Loads of reasons. Harry and I, we knew that mental health was an issue close to a lot of comedians' kind of hearts, and so that helps you attract names and interest in the night from comics. The old kind of stereotype of kind of tears of the clown sort of thing. Sometimes you've got to be very sad to make people want to laugh at, like, every night, I think. What were the other reasons? I suppose we'd both been talking about Robin Williams a little bit, and about how, I don't know if you know the story of Robin Williams and his sort of tragic passing and stuff like that. And that was just kind of on our minds, I think, as well. I think a lot. It's a great charity, for sure. I was going to make a really a big check, sort of kind of ran out of time. So we did one of those check handing over ceremonies last week, and we all look enormous because there's got kind of no background, apart from maybe Harry. He's quite check size, I suppose. What does that mean? Nah, that's not me.
He's still taller than me.
Is he taller than you, Emma? Crikey. Yeah. He's a big personality. He's a big human being. I love him a lot. He's one of my best friends.
And if you fancy seeing Alex this Friday, you are...
Yeah, this Friday, comparing the Jericho Cafe. It's just sort of opposite, a few metres away from the Jericho Tavern. 7:30 till about 10:30. I'll be there. Harry Howson will be there. Ivo Graham will be there. It's going to be a great night. If you log on to Facebook, you can buy tickets online now as well. I recommend doing that. They're £2 in advance and £3.50 on the door, which is bloody great value, isn't it? That is absolutely great value. It's a very inclusive night, but I suspect we're going to sell out. So follow us on Facebook, Jericho Comedy, quickly as possible, or Twitter if that's your thing.
Great. Thank you very much, Alex.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Katie.